Kathleen Weems. I see it, the MIM, you are the curator for Europe. That sounds like a huge job.
It really is, and even just Europe itself is such a rich continent. I mean, every valley and every mountain range and every village has something completely different to offer from the next, so it really is a huge undertaking.
The exhibition is open now, is it right?
Yes, we opened a display which pays tribute to the violin makers of Cremona, Italy. Cremona is a small town in the north of Italy, about an hour away from Milan by train. And many people think of it as the birthplace of the violin.
Certainly the birthplace of a lot of great violin makers.
That's correct.
Yeah, I mean, there are the big three. And I was just running this morning, running through the times when you're a violinist, you get a chance to run into a Guarneri or an Amati or a Stradivarius, and you have that oh my God kind of moment, you know. But then there's the second tier, the third tier, fourth tier, and there's all the discussion about the old violins versus the new, because there's some great fiddles being made today. It's this tradition of violin making that goes back so far. What is your hope with bringing Italian makers to the fore here at the MIM?
Whereas a lot of museums, and music museums included, focus on the history, which is great, it's good to know. But at MIM, we also look on things as a living tradition. And so in the city of Cremona, they have continuing living traditions of violin making. The streets are filled with violin maker workshops. And of course, it's not limited to violins, cellos, violas, double basses, you name it, they make it. And that's something that's really exciting. And so a part of this collaboration between MIM and the Museum of the Violin in Cremona has included two violins that came to us from the Cremona Violin Making School. So we have those as a part of the display now. And that's really exciting. It shows that it's a living, dynamic tradition and something that's continued to today.
When you're in Cremona and you're talking to people who are steeped in, I mean, here we think they're steeped in the big three, but they're steeped in the makers that have been there for the last 400 years who are there making violins today.
Absolutely.
The tradition is it's alive.
It is, absolutely. Every maker puts their own touch to things. Every maker wants to try something new and try something different. And sometimes those subtleties are not obvious to the untrained eye if you're not a violin maker, but they themselves can look at very, very subtle differences between different makers, historic or modern day, and they can tell the difference and they know, you know, what difference that's going to make either visually or acoustically to an instrument, and it's really, really phenomenal.
You know, they're not doing this with bandsaws, you know, they're not honing this thing with anything electric. This is all, it's a remarkable skill.
It was a labor of love and also a labor of very curious people who, in their own ways, were sorts of scientists who did experiment after experiment to get the acoustics right, to get the forms right, to get the shapes and the curves just right so that the acoustic would be perfect.
So the exhibition is open now, specifically the violin portion.
Correct.
And it's up how long?
It's a part of our permanent display, so it will be up as long as MIM is up.
Kathleen, it's great to meet you.
And it's great to meet you, too.
Thanks for bringing the exhibition to the MIM and being at the MIM.
Well, thank you for your interest.